Yud Gimel Elul, Monday the 4th of September. In a reverse of tomorrow's procedure, we have Rabbi Yoel Aberman today and Rabbi Shalom Siegel tomorrow. Rabbi Yoel Aberman speaking on the Tohocho.
Morning, everyone. Sorry for the confusion. Sorry for the mix-up. It's good to simmer for Tochocha. To do the opposite. So sometimes it's a good simmer. So today I want to discuss a little bit about this week's Pasha, which talks about the Tochochas, which are Mishneh Torah, which the Gemara says in Megillah. We'll soon see that Ezra HaSofer was Mesaken, that before Rosh Hashanah, we should read this portion of the Torah, Klolos Sheba Mishneh Torah, and before Shavuos, you should read the Klolos which are in Torah's Kohanim. So let's start. The Mishnah says in Megillah that in those times, when the Chazal would go to the Tanis on Klal Yisrael, whatever Tzorah there was, if they would go to the Tanis, so they used to have, like we have today, when we fast, is their fast Kriyas HaTorah. So the same din was when Chazal would go to the Tanis for different things, they were also Kriyas HaTorah. But then by Kriyas HaTorah, they used to learn, the Mishnah says with Taniyos, they used to learn Brochus or Klolos. They used to learn the Pasha of Brochus, Ash says, of Pasha of Bechukosai. They used to learn the Pasha of Brochus or Klolos. And then the Mishnah tells us a din, Ein Mafsikin be Klolos, Elo Echod Koreas Kulo. You don't have to be Mafsik, in the middle, to stop in the middle. You have to have one person to read through all the Klolos at one go. You shouldn't be Mafsik. Rashi says, why did they read the Pasha of Klolos in the day of Atanis? Says Rashi, Leidia shall iske achet bo puronos. They should know why, if you make a Tanis for some sorrow which happened, so you want to know why the bad things happened, so you should know because of the aveis that you've done. And therefore they'll do tshuva, v'yachzu b'tshuva, v'inotzlu mitzorah, and they'll be saved from any tzorah for that they're fasting on. And that the Mishnah says, as ei mafsikim b'klolos, you're not allowed to be mafsik, you have to read all at one time. The Gemara says, what's the reason? Why can't you be mafsik? One person should have an aliyah for half the clothes, especially Mishneh Torah, is a long pasha. So why can't you give it to a few different people? Says the Gemara two reasons. One reason the Gemara brings is because Omer Rabbi Yosi, Omer Kroz, Apostle, Gemishli, Musa Hashem Beni Al Timos. Musa Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you Misa, Al Timos, don't just throw it away and be mezalzel in the Musa. So it looks like if you're going to, the person who had an aliyah in the Techocha, if he's just going to stop in the middle, it looks like he's mezalzel in the Techocha, he's moist in the Techocha, therefore, Al Timos, he has to read the whole thing. The Shlokish says a different reason. The Shlokish Omar, if he's ain't omrim brocha ala puronus, because if you're going to stop in the middle, so you're going to finish, so you're going to say a brocha, the next one's going to come, he's going to say a brocha, so it looks like he's saying a brocha on the Puronis. And it's not a nice thing to say a brocha on Puronis. Tosis brings, there's a pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Imo em nechi b'tzorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, whenever there's a tzorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. So it's not a nice thing that we should go now and be mevorach HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a klol. So says the Gemara, therefore, what are you supposed to do? If ein mafsikim b'klolos, what are you supposed to do? Says the Gemara, Elo Hecha Ovid, Tomer Gemara brings the Braisik, Shu Maschil Beposik Shelefneim. When you come towards the Techocha, you shouldn't start right by the Techocha, you should start a Posik beforehand. Or Toys says three Pesukim, depends on the Pasha. Maschil Beposik Shelefneim, Shu Messiahim Beposik Shelachreim. The Posik afterwards, like this, you don't start the Brocha by the Klola, and you don't finish by the Klola, so there's always other Pesukim by the Brochas. So then Abai comes along and Abai says that only applies Lo Shonu Elo the Kolos Shibatoris Kohen. If you're reading the Kolos of Ayikra B'Chukosai, then there's a din you can't give it to a few different people. Avol the Kolos of the Mishneh Torah Hosek. In this week's Pasha Kisovet the Kolos, if you want to give it to a few different people, there's no problem. In fact, what's the difference? My Talmud says you more because Pasha B'Chukosai is stricter because that was said the Loshen Rabbim. And also said, Moshe Rabbeinu said him a piyah gevura. Chukosai was part of the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu said him a piyah gevura. So it's kibbutz shchinim da beres b'teirich groinoy. It's not it's more chomo that you shouldn't give it to two different people. Aber kolish of a mishnah Torah, which was given, it says b'loshen yochid. The whole pasuk is a bit b'loshen yochid. Yatcha Hashem all b'loshen yochid. And also Moshe Rabbeinu said it in pi atzmoi. Said it himself. It's mishnah Torah. Torah says even though it was beruch hakodesh, or he said it himself. So memele kol he said it in pi atzmoi. So therefore you have to be posting in the middle and give it to a few different people. So the Ram over here says that this is only going according to the reason of Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says the reason is because you don't want to make a bracha on Puranas, so then it can make a difference if it's Teres Kehanim, or the ones of Mishnah Torah. That if it's the Puranas which was given by Loshen Rabbim and Moshe Rabbeinu said it himself, then it's Ishke Fenech if you say a bracha on such a Puranas. Because it's not so bad the Puranas of this week's Pasha, so you can say a bracha. But if the reason is because Musa Hashem B'ni Al Timos, not to be Moses in the Musa, so what's enough to commit which Klolos it is. Even if the Maestro is Klolos, and you don't want to be Mafsik B'em Tzah, because it looks like you're being Moses in the Klolos, so then it doesn't make a difference which Klolos. That's how the Ram learns. The Tura Evan says no, because the Tura Evan says, the Gemara says two chilukim between Torah's Kohanim and Mishnah Torah. One Torah's Kohanim, the one says two differences. Number one, Moshe Rabbeinu said it over here in Pi'a Gvura, here in Pi'a Atzmoi. And number two, the Gemara says chiluk is loshen rabim or loshen yochid. So he says the two chilukim which Gemara brings is for the two amiroim, for the two reasons which Gemara brought earlier. If the reason is because Musa Hashem b'ni al timos, so then he says very good. That's only teres kohenim, because teres kohenim was said with pi'a gvura. So it's with pi'a Hashem. So there you got a positive Musa Hashem. It's Musa Hashem al timos. So then you say you can't be mafsik. Mashiach in the Mishnah Torah, where it's not Musa Hashem, because Moshe Rabbeinu said in pi'atzmoi, so it's not considered Musa Hashem. Then you have to be mafsik be'emtza. That's according to the time of Musa Hashem B'ni Al Timos. And according to the second reason of Eim Mevachid Al HaPeronos, then you got a difference if it's Loshen Rabbim and Loshen Yochid. So Loshen Yochid of this week's Sabbath is not so chomu. So maybe then you can make a bracha on such a Peronos of Mishnah Torah. Since it's a chomu, therefore you can make a bracha on such a Peronos. L'maisa la'alocha, the Rambam brings down Hilchos Tefillah. The Rambam says, as a kva no'agu, the meaning in Klal Yisrael is that even in the Klolos of this week's Pasha of Mishnah Torah, the meaning is not to be mafsik. Even though the Moses Abai says, make out then you can be mafsik, but the meaning is not to be mafsik, and one person, he has all the Klolos, he reads everything together. My son, this Gemara is a big Kasha, which all the Achronim ask this Kasha. Rish Lakish explains, come back to Rish Lakish again, Rish Lakish explains the Mishnah, which the Mishnah says, "Ei mafsikim miklolus." Why do you have to read the person who has the aliyah? He has to read all in one go, because "Ei mevochen ala peronis." Don't say a bracha on peronis. The kasha is, what do you mean? We know the Mishnah says in Megillah, the Mishnah says daf chof aleph. The Mishnah says, whenever in those days, in the times of the Mishnah, when there was kriyas haTorah, it wasn't like it was today, but they had seven aliyahs. Avad, there were seven aliyahs, but every time the person was oleh laTorah, he didn't say a bracha. The one that was only at the beginning, the Kohen, he said the Brochen before he started. And then the one that had Shvi, he's by the end. So he, after he learned, then he learned the second, the Brochen Shel Achreel. The Mishnah says, HaPeseach V'achoysen B'Torah Mevochen. Lefoneh L'Achreel, the one who started and the one who finished, there was only two Brochens. One at the beginning of Kriyas HaTorah, one at the end of Kriyas HaTorah. But sorry, for example, it's also a Mishnah, Tumah Zman HaMishnah, where the Mishnah says, Ei mafsikim beklolus, comes along with Shlokish. Why not? Because you don't need to make a bracha on the peronis. Which bracha? Which bracha is there on the peronis? You're not saying a bracha. You're in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. Pashas Bukh Kosai, Pashas Kisovai, whichever klolus it is. You're in the middle of the Kriyas HaTorah. Is there no bracha? You're serving on the bracha of the one said in the beginning. And you're not going to make a bracha after your klolus, because you're not by the end yet. So where's the bracha on the peronis over here? So Fregen, Shlaka Kasha. So Tosfos Yontov wants to say. The Siyantav wants to say, Azen HaChramna, the main Nekud of the, because here we're talking about, the Mishnah is talking about when they used to read the Klolos of Bukhah Kosai, and when? By Tanis. Not what we lay by before Rosh Hashanah. Talking about by Tanis, then they only had three aliyahs. So they didn't name the whole Pasha, they only had three aliyahs. So it comes out, the person had the third aliyah, if he's going to make a bracha, the bracha after his laning, he has to make a bracha after the laning. Elohamed before he had his aliyah, he doesn't say a bracha because he's tomach on the second one. But after his laning, then he's going to say a bracha. So that's what Rish Lakish means, ein bracha la peronis. Because in the times of the Tanis, there's three aliyahs, So there's two aliyahs before this person, and then the person is going to have techocha. If he's going to stop in the middle of the techocha and he's going to make a brocha, so he's going to say the brocha shel achreo. He's going to say I'm a techocha. That's why I'm a vochan ala promise. That's how Tzvi Yontov wants to answer this kasha. Oh, but the two rabbis says I don't understand. The Gemara says, how do you say the tana? Kshu maschil lefonel. When you start reading on the klolos. You have to start to read a posuk before the. You have to have your aliyah a posuk before the techocha. Why do you have to have before the techocha? And the end. You have to end off with a posuk after the techocha because you don't want to say a brocha on the peronis. Oh, but when you're holding beforehand, I'm not saying a brocha. Beforehand, I'm not going to say a brocha. I'm only going to say a brocha after my aliyah. Before my aliyah, I'm not going to say a brocha. Azari Frek, the Tur Evan on the terrace of Tosfos Yontov. The Taz. In Shulchan Aruch, in the Tov Chof Ches, says a Murid Eketeretz. Says the Tazazoi. In those times, Bezman HaMishnah, what happened Bezman HaMishnah? Pesach, one said, they had the first Aliyah, he made the Brocha, and then, in the middle, nobody made Brochas. Says the Taz, it wasn't a din that they were not allowed to make any Brochas. Pshat is, if they wanted to be Yetzir, Pshat, everyone has to make a Brocha. Ramayis, you're Eulah the Torah, you all have to make Brochas. Now Pshat is, if you want to be Yotze, your brocha from the first one, Shemea Koine, you can be Yotze, your brocha from Yenem. There's no chiv, everyone has to make their own brocha. I can be Yotze from Yenem, aside from the person who made before me the brocha, and I can also rely on the person who's going to make after me, who's going to have the last aliyah, I can rely on him for the end of the end brocha. Oh, but if he wanted to make his own brocha, the person said, he wants to say, have Meir brochas, for example, he wants to be Sevach on his own brocha, he doesn't want to be Sevach on Yenem, he wants to say his own brocha. There's no Issa. Even in times of the Mishnah, if a person wants to say his own bracha of Shas Eulah Lefered, he's allowed to say it. Or says the Taz, for example, somebody came late and he missed the first bracha. He missed. He didn't hear beginning of Kriyas Atayra. He never heard, or he couldn't. He didn't hear the person saying the bracha. The Navad has got a chiyuv. He has to say a bracha when Shas he has in his aliyah. So maybe says the Taz, Mishnah doesn't start the kasha. What's the kasha about it? Because it's shy to say a bracha on the klolos as well, even in times of the Mishnah. If he came late, he wants to say his own brocha, so it's shy to say the brocha. So Melon, now we say it, no. But you should know, when you come to Peronis, any mevachon are Peronis, therefore you're going to have to start beforehand and afterwards. Azoi, and for the Taz, this kasha. Of effect, the Eli Rabbe, there on the place in the Tov Chof Ches, he asks the Gevaldige kasha on the Taz. So I don't understand. Why do Chazal have to be Mesaken? That you have to read the whole thing. It's a long stretch for the Baal Kerah to read everything all in one go. He has to say everything. I've got a very simple etzah. You know what you should do? Chazal should be mesaken that by the klolos you can't say your own bracha. You have to be etzah from start. You have to be relying on the person before you and the person after you. Why the chazal have to be mesaken? They should know. One person has to read the whole thing. You can't be mafsi b'emtza. Why not? I've got a poshut etzah. Don't make a bracha. Normally don't make a bracha. Novos. If you want to make a bracha, you can make your own bracha. All chazal have to be mesaken is don't say your own bracha. Rely on the person that said before you, the person that's going to say after you. Maybe you can have a few aliyahs in the middle. Azoi frekt the Eli Rabbe on the Taz's terrace. So comes along the Shagas Arya to Revan, says that Givaldic, on similar lines as the Taz, but the way he explains it, it also answers the kasha of the Eli Rabbe. He says no. Pshat is. If I'm not, the Maisa, even in time of the Mishnah, everyone be'etzem is mechuyev to say a broch. Now what's the pshat? I'm yoytze from Yenna. Shemei HaKoyin, I'm yoytze from Yenna. So maybe the Taz, the two Rebbe, is very simple. Even if you're not going to say a broch, or by yoytze being yoytze from Yenna, so it's as if you made the broch. So it's not going to help you. What are you going to say? I'm not going to say a broch. I'm going to stop in the middle. I'm not going to say a broch.
You were saying,
because even if you're not going to say the Maisa, you're not going to say with your own words, you're not going to say a broch. Oh, by Yosef from Yenna, Shemea Koina, so it's as if you're saying the bracha, I'm Puranas. I don't have to say the Po'el bracha.
But your Shemea Koina that you said was earlier.
Yeah?
Yeah, when you heard at the beginning.
But that's going to be.
Psukin Lefonel.
What?
There's other Psukin Lefonel.
Yeah, but if you're going to stop in the middle, and you're going to, when the Balkir is going to come and lay, he's going to lay in the middle of Techoch. So now the bracha is going to be as if I'm saying it now. I'm Yosef from what I heard then for the Kriya of now. So it's as if every Kriya needs a bracha.
Can you say that what I heard 10 minutes ago is as if I'm saying it now?
What helped you what you said then?
What?
Helps you what you said?
Yeah.
I've got a chiv now.
10 minutes later, I'm Yotzei Shemayim Goyle, what I heard somebody make a bracha before.
That's what it is.
I've got a chiv as bracha, now I'm being kud. How many Yotzei Mechil? The bracha is there the whole time. Okay, I always say, you want to say he's Yotzei bracha then, and he was mafsik in the middle.
He's waiting me with a bit of sun, and I'm going to eat in 10 minutes' time. Because he's eating now.
Okay, it's a bit of an ending. Okay, it's as if you're making a brocha. That's considered making a brocha on the pronus. That's how he wants to be mechadash. Hayoyt shemei akoina. So it's not going to help you say Chazal should be mesakim. Don't say any brochas because shemei akoina. So memela, it's considered that even if you're going to stop in the middle and there you're going to have your aliyah. So it's, where's your brocha? You're relying on your brocha from then. So it's as if you're mevorach al pronus. As though he stayed in Turei Eved. The Maisa, coming to the last teretz, we said about the three terutzim, this is, many Achronim say, a beautiful teretz. There's Rebbe Kivega on Mishnayis, there in Megillah. Rebbe Kivega brings down that there's a Yerushalmi. In Yerushalmi state, a big chiddush. Yerushalmi says, Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, because in the times of the Mishnah, they never made the bracha, everyone should make a bracha when they were early in the Torah, only the beginning and the end. But it says the Yishami, there's a few exceptions. When you sing Shira, Pashas B'Shalach, Vaseres Adibis and Pashas Yisroi, Uklonis Shubhatoris, Kernim Shubhatoris. It's a Chiddush. It says the Yishami, even in the Zman HaMishnah, when only one person said the aliyah, beginning and the end, but there's a few exceptions. And one of them are the klolos of Mishnah Torah and Torah's Kehana. There, you have to say a bracha beforehand and afterwards. So maybe it says, you don't have to come to all of these tirutzim. The poshta teres. The klolos are different. There, they couldn't rely on the person saying the bracha beforehand and the one's going to say after. On klolos, there's an extra din that you have to say a bracha beforehand and afterwards. So if you're going to stay in the middle, if you're going to stop in the middle, so the person that comes next, he's going to have to make a new bracha. So man, it's considered he's mevorach al aparonis.
What
does Yerushalmi get?
Yerushalmi,
soon come to him. Azoi, man, it says, Kivega, you don't have to come up with all these tirutzim to matanias. Push the teretz. The Shalmi state, as by Klaus, the Mishnah Torah, is different. There you have to say bracha. There you have to say a bracha beforehand and afterwards. What's Taka Pshat? Why? Why is the klolos of Mishnah Torah different? Why? What's happening? Kol ha-tere kula, everyone, you're relying on the person said the bracha beforehand and afterwards. Punkt by these klolos, there you have to say a bracha. So, the Maaseh, it's also a Mishnah, Masech the Seifrim, says the same thing as the Yerushalmi Shet Masech the Seifrim. That's the Makoy of the Yerushalmi, it's a Mishnah Masech the Seifrim, Perik Yud Beis, Shet Klo in the Mishnah Azoi. So there is a perish of the Nachlas Yaakov. Friedrich and Nachlas Yaakov on Masech the Seifrim, where the Nachlas Yaakov says, he says, you know why you have to say a bracha? Because now you come and you say the klolos, so k'shem she'mevorchin al ha'toyva, kach mevorchin al ha'ro, so to show that you're mekabel the yisurim ba'ahavo, you have the techochos, you're mekabel ba'ahavo, so maybe there's extra in there to say extra bracha beforehand and afterwards. No, you stay dog. And now the pshat will soon see, the gewaldige pshat says, Reb Shlomo Kluge in Tshuvas, ho'elef l'cho Shlomo, he's looked at gewald, asim in Samach Gimel, so the gewaldige pshat. He says, we know in the Torah it says, by Avrom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avrom Avinu, va'avorcho, mevoracheko. Somebody, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, anyone who's going to bench Avrom Avinu, I'll bench them. They'll be gebenched. They bench Avrom Avinu, they'll be gebenched. Same thing says the Pasuk, mevoracheko, boruch. Anyone who benches Klal Yisrael, they'll be gebenched. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, we're coming to read now the klolos. So, we soon see everyone's always scared, come to the chocha, not for me, say it quietly, no. They're always trying to get out of it. You don't want Chas V'Sholem to be Ma'orah, Kitrig or Klal Yisrael. So go, says Yisham, you know what we should do? Say a bracha beforehand. Bench HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Baruch HaTah Hashem, bench the Eibishte. So if you're going to bench the Eibishte, Avorcho Mavarach Kolshken Madoch, if you bench Avram Avinu, they'll be gebenched. Kolshken, somebody who benched HaKodesh Baruch Hu, he'll be gebenched. So maybe before you come to the Klal, you don't the Klal Chas V'Sholem to be Chal on you. So you know what you do? Give a bracha. You give a bracha, you bench HaKodesh Baruch Hu. So then you'll be gebenched. So then you don't have to be scared. Any kittuk should come by eating the klolos. As though he states in Elev L'chol Shleim Shleim Eklu. So the Maaseh, let's come to this tshuva. That's what I want to come to today. How much time we have? The Maaseh, there's a tshuva in Shleim Eklu. He brings down, there's a minig in many places, We felt by the Chassidim have this minig, as when they come to read the Teichachos, they stop. The one who has the Aliyah just before the Teichachos, they say the Brocha Le'achreu. So they come to Kermemias, it's Buchkeser over here, the one who had the Aliyah, he says the Brocha, and then the Balkur just carries on reading the whole Teichachos without anyone having an Aliyah. The Balkur just reads it to the end, and then they call out the next Aliyah. Zogt Ebshtoyim Echluga Azoi. Masha Nagu, in certain places, Shatei Chochus, Ein Koyin Shum Odom, nobody reads it, nobody has Aliyah. Raka Koyin, Koyin Oysom, B'li Brocha Tchile V'soif. So he writes very sharp. Hine Ra Me'oid Minig Ze. Very bad, this minig. He says for two reasons. Number one, it kind of is, it's a bizarre for the Techocha. You're reading Techocha, and you're showing Kilo, I'm not making a bracha on these techochas. It's a kibbutz ishka chelik in the Torah. This I'm not going to say a bracha before and afterwards. Number one. Number two, zokte, it's a bizarre in the gufa Torah. The alkola pashir is mevochen. Whole Torah you make a bracha. And alzei mevochen, it's a bizarre in the Torah. That's saying two rais in the svarav. Then he brings two rais from what we just learned. He says, I don't understand. We just learned the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, ein mafsikim miklolos. You're not allowed to split the klolos to give to a few different people to have different aliyahs. Why not? Says the Shlokish, why not? Because ein mevorchin al peronis. Because we don't, if you make a bracha, the one in the middle, he's going to have the next aliyah, and then he's going to make a bracha on the peronis. If you're not going to say a bracha, what's the problem? I have no problem, give 10 aliyahs. No one's going to make a bracha anyway. So what's the problem of splitting up to be mafsik in the middle of the klolos? In Elamites, otherwise you see klol from the Gemara. That because you are saying a bracha, so therefore we don't say a bracha directly on the klolos. So you stop. You say a bracha beforehand, a pasuk afterwards. But maybe it's not called as if you said a bracha on the peronis. Oh, but you have to have a bracha on the kriya shiva Torah. That's number one. Number two, he says, we just saw in Masechtas in this Yerushalmi, we just learned that even in the times of the Mishnah, where they never used to make a bracha, or dafka over here, there was the idea they should make a bracha beforehand and afterwards. And what did you come along and say? No, I don't want to have chas shalom and klala, so therefore I'm just going to read it, I'll just let it as it go. You go, Mamash Raket, in the Zman of Mishnah, where they never said any other aliyahs, only beginning and the end, or when they came to the Puranias, then they did say. And you're coming along and saying, no, Zukta Abadah, Memele, so if he tells the Mishnah and Kluger, Ra Alay Amine Gazer, the Meila Avadi, a person has to. So the minig was the Meister, they used to give it. He used to give it to the Shamash. That was his minig. That was his job. That was he got. He used to get to Chochas. Azoi doesn't have a Kepeder. He says if you can't have, if the Shamash is not there, you should give it. You should pay somebody. Give it to a poor person. He gives it. Combinates it. Avadi Chas Shalom, not to read it without. Just read it as it is. Avadi looked at those tokens. The Meister is also Meirdik Tshuva and Moshe Feinstein and Igris Moshe. Chelik Beis, Simen Lamed Hei, he also has a tshuva about this minik. And the Moshe says, very, very sharp. B'dvar sheva ezim mekoymes, noegen shekoynes at rechokhes, b'loi brochus, read it rechokh da'ani brochus, zok tira zoi, minik tos, it's a minik by mistake, it's a tos. V'osso le snaike, you know how to, mituzuk ish azoi firen. So he says, he brings the Mishnah Megillah, and he says, first of all, you're not allowed to read the Torah without saying a bracha. Kriyas Torah, just to go to the Olam, Kriyas Torah without a bracha. Also, likros the Torah b'tzibu af posuk echad below bracha. Then he goes on to say, we all know nowadays we all make a bracha on every part. Anyone has aliyah, they say their own bracha. Why? Why can't it be yotze from the Shemaya Kohen? The person said beforehand, the person's going to say later. Why can't you say? Why does everyone say their own bracha? So the Gemara says, ve'edne nagu kulon levorach. Says the Gemara as a gzera of the nechnosim and the yotzim. That means we're scared if a person, if you're just going to rely on the one that says the beginning, one at the end. So if a person came late and he never heard the bracha from the first one, he never heard the bracha the one that starts saying a bracha. So he's going to come along and he sees everyone's reading from the Torah without saying a bracha. So he'll think, he'll assume, oh, somebody, I don't have to say a bracha. On Kriyas HaTorah you don't make a bracha. That's one gzera. The second gzera is mipnei yotzim. If you're not going to say a bracha after your aliyah, so the people who leave early, for some reason they leave early, and they see nobody makes the bracha, they'll assume, stop, you don't make a bracha l'achrof. So you might come to a mistake, people might come to a mistake, that they won't make a bracha nish lefonov, nish l'achrof. In fact, Moshe, such a chashash, it's a zav vayte chashash. What are you talking about? We're talking about a person that he might make a mistake, they think not to make a bracha. We're talking about this person, his whole lifetime, he's always coming late. He's always missing the first aliyah of Kriyas HaTorah. He's never there for the first bracha. He's there most of the times. He's there on time. Not happens. He comes late. So he missed it. So he missed the first bracha. Therefore, he's going to conclude that they don't make a bracha before and has never increased a third in his life. Number one. Number two. Mepnei Yotzin. He leaves early. We know better than the Issa. The Gemara says somebody who leaves in the middle of Kriya Torah is Gefela Chazachin. Shayt the Gemara Ba'oiz VaHashem Yichlu Gefela Chazachin. Not because that only happened to him, but normally a person doesn't leave in the middle of Kriya Torah. He stays till the end. Even Ben Gavra LeGavra, a person not to leave Besmedish unless it's B'Shas Atchak. So Abada, you don't have to be Choshesh. Be'etzem, most of the times he's there from the beginning. He's there till the end. So what are you being Choshesh for? No Chazal, I feel like they were choshesh that maybe a person might come to make a mistake and forget all the other times they was there in shul, and he might come to one to make. It's a very vital chashash that a person will come to such a mistake. And what we're talking about here, forget making a broch. This whole broch is only midrabbon. The raisa, the big star Torah you say in the morning, that's the raisa of the brochas which say on the Torah, Ali the Torah, is only midrabbon. So Chazal, maybe somebody might come and say that you read in the Torah without saying a bracha. So for such chashash, Chazal, everyone should say a bracha on Aliyah Torah. So matter of fact, Dr. Moshe, we see from here the Goydel Issa, Chas V'Sholom, that person shouldn't come to read from the Torah without saying a bracha, and you're coming along and saying the whole pasha of Tichocha. That's it, without a bracha. Chas V'Sholom, Dr. Moshe. Matter of Moshe, Fita Zeh Shav, Dr. Moshe. Vechein tzorich lasis bekol mokim. Person has to say a bracha on the tichochas. Ve'eila ashgiach al aminik kshu neged adin. If it's a din am furish the gemara of the poiskim, even a person has such a minik, eila ashgiach al aminik. Afim yoyim uzokte, sh'odom god lehinik zeh. Someone will come along and tell you, ichob a kabbalah, as this great person, etzich hazoi gefeed, sure. Feshka kashas of the odom god, oba, Dr. Moshe, tzorich leshamitz, you got to change, ve'lasis kedin. You go to Shulchan Aruch, you go to Gemara, the way the Rambam explains the Gemara, as Eim Afsikim Mikolas, as the Brocha. So you can't just come along and say, no, I'm getting out of it, I'm not going to say a Brocha. Azoi, Paskin, Shlomo Kluger, Azoi Paskin, Moshe Feinstein, Hagam, who am I to be Machria? Oh, I'm just quoting what they're saying. We just learned today from the Gemara. I just want to finish off by saying, there's a Gamsa Ramban, in Parshat Bukhu Koysa, how he explains the difference between the klolos of Teres Kohanim and the klolos of Mishnah Torah, Mamash Barichas Rambam, he says the chilek is, the klolos of Parshat Bukhu Koysa is talking about when the Eden went to Golos to buy a fish. After the Churban Beis HaMikdash, they went to Bovel for 70 years, and afterwards they came back. That's all the klolos of Parshat Bukhu Koysa. The klolos of Mishnah Torah is in Golos Churban Beis Shein. The Eden went to Golos al Sinas Chinom, he went to Golos, and there it doesn't say over here in the Psukim that how long it's going to take. But after the Psukim says it depends when Eden do tshuva. After they do tshuva, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will get rid of all the clothes. So I saw Gvaldik Pshat. The Gemara says, Vaitas, Ezra Seif, like I said before, is Mesaklin. Twice a year we read the clothes. Before Hoshana and before Shavuos. So the Gemara says, why? For a shana, they should tichle shana the killer leisel. Want to finish off with all the clothes. And Sfeidim Abishleim wrote before a shana, fashter tichle shana the killer leisel. Or before Atzeres, before Shavuos, where tichle shana the killer leisel? Says in Moriah, because on Shavuos also Nidonim al Peres Ilon is also a shana, because a shana le Peres Ilon. So maybe also on tichle shana the killer leisel. So the question is, so why dafke before Shavuos and before Pesach and before Sukkot? It's also Yom Adin. What says Pesach is Ala Tvur, Nidoin Ala Tvur, the Sukkot, Bechag Nidoin Ala Maim, is also Rosh Hashanah. So why don't we say, also read the Klolos before Pesach and before Sukkot, Al Tich Leishonah Vekilu Leisel? And you can't tell me because, put before Rosh Hashanah, before Shavuos, it works out the Pashah, Samach to be Bechkoisah before Shavuos, and Kisovah to be before Rosh Hashanah. Because the Maaseh, the Gemara brings down that the Bnei Ma'arovah, they used to read in the Torah, they only used to finish it once in 3 years. So by them it never worked out that it should be before Rosh Hashanah and before Shavuos, should be Bechukosai and Kisovah. So the Torah says, it's time din that you have to read it. So why not before Pesach before and before Sukkot? So the Tzaddik HaKohen says in Gevaldik Pshat. Zokte, according to this Ramban, the Ramban says that Bechukosai is the Ramazan Bayis Rishon. Pshat, what was the Avera of the goal of Bayis Rishon? The Torah says, Al Ozvom es Teirosi, Al Ozvom es Teirosi, Al Zvitl Teirah, because they left the Teirah, that's why came the Klolos, the Churban Bayis Rishon. That's appropriate before Matan Torah. Before Shavuos, where we be mekabel on ourselves the Torah, then it's appropriate, then a person should read the klolos of Parshas B'chukosai, like this, should be mechazik himself in the Indian of Limud HaTorah, Kiyum HaTorah. That's before Shavuos. And the same thing is before Rosh Hashanah. Before Rosh Hashanah, why do we read the klolos of Parshas Kisovah? Because the reason why by Shavuos was Chorav is Al Sinas Chinam. Because of Sinas Chinam, that's why the second Mesa Mikdash was destroyed. So now I'm coming for Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is in him. We are also Kulam Aguda Echos. Last is the Tzemcha Belev of Shul. Everyone's coming together by Achdus. You bring Mamlech HaKodesh Boch. You come Mamlech HaKodesh Boch when everyone's fighting. You have to come by Achdus together to be Mamlech HaKodesh Boch. So before Rosh Hashanah, it's time of Achdus, then we read the Pesukim, the clause of Mishneh Torah of Kisoi to remind us the Indian that a person should be Mischazik himself in Indian of Achdus, they should have Sinas Chinam. So then that's why Dafke before Rosh Hashanah and before Shavuos. Leib Shak Elfen, Azayin Tichla, Shana Kilo Leisel, Tochil Shana Ubich Leisel. Amen. 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 Amen.